So here we are, entering this sanctuary for the first Sunday of the calendar year of January. As post-Christians, we still follow a sort of, I don't know if that's a term you're familiar with, but it's one that I've used before. We still follow an overarching Protestant liturgical calendar, even as we draw upon wisdom from the world's religions. So it helps to locate ourselves in this larger understanding, to not simply drop where we were just a brief time ago. This liturgical season that includes Christmas Day until Epiphany, which is tomorrow, is called Christmastide. In the wheel of the year, we have moved past Yule and not yet reached February's Imbolc. But today, we'll make a shift to look at the beginning of the year from a Buddhist lens. We have been experiencing so much joy around here recently in the creation and enjoyment of our brand new congregational playground that it almost seems strange to be taking a look at things that are hard. The answer, it would seem, even for those of us who are struggling, would be to access the pleasure of the children, their parents, to then find our own through that. Look at this joy. Take some, right? We almost want to say, look at that. Take some of that for yourself. But that's not always possible, nor is it always necessarily the most helpful thing. I could say the same thing about Christmas that just passed, right? Some experience profound joy, and others suffer through with a deep sorrow. There is a middle way, though acknowledging that suffering is universal, and we try to hold on to things that constantly change. We are born, we age, we die. I almost think that our playground equipment, our swing set, is an example of that, right? As we watch, if we're watching as an adult, we're seeing that process, remembering the time that we sat on that swing. I think maybe that's why I felt the need to go down the slide. Attachment is not wanting to be separated from something. And because the idea of what is pleasant is a relative thing and based upon limited information, like the tail or the trunk, attachment includes an aspect of exaggeration or projection. Maybe a trunk does feel like pipe cleaners. We might understand the idea not only in Buddhist terms, but I am always reminded of the Lebanese poet Khalil Gibran's words that are so frequently used in our memorial services when we hear, and I quote Gibran, "When you are sorrowful, look again in your heart, and you shall see that in truth you are weeping for that which has been your delight." Here in this place, we have a community activity. If you wonder what that little piece of paper was that you got, or if you came especially to get that little piece of paper, that this community activity offers us possibly the courage to do some of this spiritual work, this spiritual journey, or as Pema Chodron calls it, this wholehearted practice. It's been a long-established practice here, call it liturgical or traditional, to begin the calendar year by a ritual practice of letting go, by writing something down. We write something, not everything. A few people came through the line and couldn't figure out how they would get it all on that little piece of paper. Just write down something, anything, on the paper, and watch the magic poof that says, even in the action, that we don't have to hang on to it, or we don't have to watch our progress, measure our progress, or we don't even have to judge it in any way. like, was that the right thing? Nope. For some of you, it's been helpful to speak aloud the words to me in my role as your minister, in my pastoral role, to hear what it is that you are wrestling with, what you want to let go of. And again, no judgment. My only advice will be to acknowledge with a nod and to touch it with a fire stick and then with you to watch it go. For our practice today is to look at the present moment. So a letting go of something that may get in the way of our ability to do this task. So it might not even be the thing, but what's getting in the way? Buddhist nun Pema Chodron teaches that the only reason we don't open our hearts and minds to other people is that they trigger confusion in us, that we don't feel brave enough or sane enough to deal with. To the degree that we look clearly and compassionately at ourselves, we feel confident and fearless about looking into someone else's eyes. Clearly and compassionately at ourselves. Hey, imagine that. It might actually shift what it is that you want to write on the paper. And maybe the permission from yourself that you need not write anything at all. Freeing yourself of the notion that by getting rid of just the right thing, that you will get it all set. I'm imagining if I were sitting there, I'd be saying, I can't write that tiny. Just don't put an X or don't do anything at all. Look at our three parables today. The full cup. You think if the cup is all the way full, that's the answer. Maybe not. Having all that you want, even three horses or cars, three cars or three other material goods that you want. Or having the right understanding of faith or God or your religious truth. There are other great parts of an elephant. Still, in the lesson, feelings like disappointment, embarrassment, irritation, resentment, anger, jealousy, and fear, instead of being bad news, you thought that was going to be the bad stuff, those are actually the very clear moments that teach us where it is we're holding back. They teach us to perk up and lean in when we feel we'd rather collapse and back away. They're like messengers that show us with terrifying clarity exactly where we're stuck. This very moment is the perfect teacher. And lucky for us, Pema Chodron says, it's with us wherever we are. So today, whether we're attached to joy or fear, we admit, like our Buddhist nun friend, the most fundamental aggression to ourselves, the most fundamental harm we do ourselves is to remain ignorant by not having the courage and the respect to look at ourselves honestly and gently. And we can know that we'll have another opportunity to do it here next year. Or each day as we arise from bed and ready ourselves to brush our teeth. Take a good look in the joy or the sorrow. Have compassion for all beings, starting with yourself. May it be so.